So what's happened to Christian faith in the last decade? Kirby Anderson shares some rather frightening details from a recent Probe survey. Now on Probe.
In late 2020, Probe administered a new survey to over 3,000 Americans ages 18 to 55 as a follow-up to our 2010 survey. Comparing these two surveys reveals a striking decline in Christian religious beliefs and practice across America over the last decade. Before focusing on these changes, let's begin with a foundational question. How have young adult religious affiliations changed over the last five decades? As documented by the General Social Survey, from 1970 to 1990, their religious affiliations remain constant. Since then, there have been significant changes. The most dramatic change is found in young adults under 30 who select a non-Christian affiliation. This group grew from about one-fifth of the population in 1990 to almost half today. Those non-Christians from other religious faiths, such as Judaism, Islam, Mormonism, grew slightly to about 10% of the U.S. young adult population. At the same time, the unaffiliated, those people that select atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular, almost tripled to over a third of the population. Among the unaffiliated, the nothing in particular category had by far the largest growth. The Pew Research surveys show an even greater increase, growing from 27% in 1996 to 59% in 2020. Now, bringing in the data from the GSS 2010 survey, we learned that about a quarter of those in their 20s were unaffiliated in 2010, now to over 30% of those in their 30s in 2018. This result shows that more people in their 20s became unaffiliated in their 30s, then counter to the supposition that many of those individuals might return to the churches in the future. The evangelical affiliation also experienced a drop in recent years. The GSS survey reported a small decline in young adult born-again Protestants from about 1 in 4 to around 1 in 5, and Pew Research reported a steeper decline in young adult evangelicals from about a quarter down to 20%. Perhaps this decline is a winnowing out of those whose Christian beliefs are not vital to their lives, in which case the greater percentage of born-again Christians should hold a strong biblical worldview now in 2020 than in 2010. Tomorrow we'll explore this topic to find out the truth of that matter.
You've been listening to Probe with your host and president of Probe Ministries, Kirby Anderson. If you'd like a free copy of the Probe Survey 2020, The Changing Face of Christianity in America, go to probe.org and join us next time as we speak truth with compassion here on Probe.
Over the next few days, we'll be focusing on born-again Christians and our probe results. A born-again Christian is someone who, number one, says, I have a personal commitment to Jesus that is still important in my life today. And number two, I will go to heaven because I have confessed my sins and accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. We can compare, then, the responses of born-again Christians to those of other Protestants and Catholics. What proportion of these three groups have a biblical worldview? This would include a belief that God is all-powerful, all-knowing, and a perfect creator who rules the world today, that the Bible is totally accurate in all of its teachings, that a person cannot be good enough to earn a place in heaven, and while on earth, Jesus committed no sins like other people. All four concepts above are key components of God's redemptive plan. For example, Jesus being sinless made it possible for his death to redeem us. Or if the Bible is inaccurate in some of its teachings, how could we know that it is correct in the teaching about redemption? In 2020, for those ages 18 to 39, 1 in 4 born-again Christians, 1 in 20 other Protestants, and 1 in 100 Catholics affirm those four foundational beliefs. The statement least likely to be affirmed by these three groups was a person cannot earn a place in heaven. Perhaps many have been influenced by the current postmodern thinking that what's not true for you could be true for someone else. Only born-again Christians had a sizable minority of one-fourth affirming this worldview. By contrast, nearly half of born-again Christians affirmed it in 2010. Clearly, this last decade has had a serious impact on the perception of what it means to be a Christian. We also see a similar drop when comparing those ages 18 to 29 in 2010 with the same group of those now 30 to 39 in 2020. Once again, this rejects the idea that young adults will return to a conservative faith in their 30s. Instead, we see a noticeable increase in this cohort of those individuals who no longer affirm one of those key doctrinal statements. As a percentage of true Christians drop, the ability to reach out with the gospel is surely reduced. However, Christians in the Roman Empire in AD 60 were an even smaller proportion. 300 years later, virtually the entire empire was nominally Christian. So if we proclaim the excellencies of Him who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light, God will bring many to repentance. Pluralism is the belief that there are multiple ways to be right with God. Pluralism and Christianity are not compatible. Jesus clearly said that no one comes to the Father except through me. The high price paid through the life and death of Jesus is, again, the only option for us. And the Apostle Paul wrote, "There is no salvation in no other name under heaven by which we must be saved." What does Probe's new survey reveal about pluralism? Well, confronted with this statement, Muhammad, Buddha, and Jesus all taught valid ways to God, how did American Christians respond? Do they align with clear biblical teaching by strongly disagreeing with that? For those ages 18 to 39, we found that about one-third of born-again Christians, about 1 in 8 other Protestants, and 1 in 20 Catholics did so. The overwhelming majority of Christians chose to accept a belief that devalues the death and resurrection of our Lord. Once again, only born-again Christians had a sizable minority of one-third who agreed with Jesus and the New Testament. You know, when we look back on our survey in 2010, was there a significant change among born-again Christians during this last decade? And again, for this same group, the percentage in 2010 strongly disagreeing was almost half compared to only one-third in 2020. So more Christians than ever have no reason to share their faith with people of other religions because, as we see, the number of Christians who believe evangelism is even needed by people of other religions decreases. So the age group 18 to 29 saw that 45% choosing a non-pluralist view in 2010, with the same age cohort now 30 to 39 dropping to 35%. Once again, we see as born-again Christians are maturing, more of them are abandoning rather than clinging to the strong truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So how do we counter this among young people? First, pray to the Lord to send laborers into the harvest, opening their eyes to the infinite value of the gospel. And number two, explain that the chasm is so great that only God can make a way of reconciliation. As Paul wrote, God desires all men to be saved, to come to a knowledge of the truth. There is one God and one intermediary between God and humanity, Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all. Probe's new survey shows professing to be born again does not really equate to orthodox biblical beliefs. Today we'll see this borne out in beliefs about Jesus Christ. First, why did Jesus die on a cross? Well, the Bible is clear that Jesus chose the cross. He did it to redeem us by taking our sins and our punishment upon himself. Close to 9 out of 10 18 to 39-year-old born-again Protestants selected this answer. All Christian leaders should want their people to know Jesus' role in their redemption, even those with a works based gospel. Yet less than two-thirds of other Protestants and Catholics selected the answer. Second, Jesus will return to this earth to save those who await his coming. This statement comes from the scriptures. So Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time to save those eagerly awaiting for him. As you can see, this verse answers both questions. The Apostle Paul wrote, "For the Lord himself will come down from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first." Around two-thirds of born-again Protestants strongly agree that Jesus will return to save. Apparently, the remaining third are not sure. For other Christian groups, only about a third of them strongly agreed. The third question is, when he lived on earth, Jesus committed sins like other people. The Bible clearly states that God made the one who did not know sin to be sin for us so that in him we would become the righteousness of God. God laid our sins upon Jesus in his earthly death. If Jesus were a sinner like you and I, his death would only have been for his own sin. Once again, about one-third of born-again Protestants did not select disagree strongly. Having this large group who do not understand biblical Christianity is, of course, disappointing. Young adult born-again Protestants dropped down to about one-half when looking at all three of those questions together. It appears that the other half are trusting Jesus to save them without a good understanding who Jesus is. All other Christian groups dropped to 1 in 10 or less professing these truths about Jesus. Finally, we find that 9 out of 10 people with a basic biblical worldview will also select a biblical answer for the three Jesus questions. And this shows a very strong correlation between a basic biblical worldview and a proper understanding of the purpose of Jesus. Today we're going to look back at Probe's 2020 survey to learn more about those individuals that identified as agnostic or nothing in particular. These are individuals that some have suggested maybe aren't really agnostic, but just are Christians not affiliated with any denomination. And so you have many people professing to be Christians who do not qualify as born again. So perhaps many of these people that list themselves as agnostic or nothing in particular are actually latent Protestants or Catholics. So let's look at three important metrics to see if this particular assumption is true. First, let's look at the nominal level of religious activity. Do they pray at least daily, read their Bible at least once a week? I think anyone not doing these has little interest in their faith, and for this young adult segment, about a third of born-again Christians and about a third of other Protestant Catholics, but only less than 5% of these agnostics perform these activities. Compared to professing Christians, these agnostics seem to be doing very little affecting their faith. Second, who believes God is creator and active in the world and does not believe good works will get them into heaven? Again, we find that about a third of born-again Christians, about 4% of Protestants and Catholics hold to this idea, but less than 1% of these agnostics actually hold to that view and show themselves again to be very different than born-again Christians. And finally, who agrees with this statement? I believe that the only path to a true relationship with God is through Jesus Christ. Once again, about two-thirds of born-again Christians, about a quarter of other Protestants and Catholics hold to that, but again, only about 5% of these agnostic or nothing in particulars actually hold to those views. All of these metrics agree that very few young people who are agnostics or nothing in particular appear to have latent Christian beliefs. So over the last decade, among born-again Christians, a basic biblical worldview and an understanding of Jesus is decreasing while pluralism is increasing. And the growing number of agnostics in this population is far removed from Christian thought. So those who follow Christ must respond by speaking the truth about Christ to our churches, our neighborhoods, and into the world. We cannot expect any of these groups to just come back